Wednesday night, Chof Cheshvat, starting a new MP3 player. Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph. And the Shmaitza, we're up to the point where he, again, we're still dealing with the question of the Rambam, why the Rambam would need a pasuk, why according to the Rambam Shita, you would need a pasuk that Safik Mamzer is Mutter. He's going with the Pri Chodesh now, after the Pri Chodesh is Teretz, after interpreting the Pri Chodesh is Teretz, that it's Pasha talking about a case of Igba Isura, which means the Tzad Isur of the Safik is established. That's what the word Igba means, Pashtus established. I don't know of a better definition. The classic case of an Igba Isura is when you have one out of two chatichos that are usur, and you pick one up so you don't know what it is. And this is in contrast to when you have one piece of meat in front of you and you don't know what it is, mutar or usur. That's low Igba Isura. Igba Isura is when you have two and you know one's usur, but you don't know which is the one you're holding in your hand. So I'll offer not a definition really, but a description that the Tzad Isur is firmly established. But it's still only a Tzad, you have a Safek. So that's Igba Isura. The Shmaitz is Machadesh, that if you have a Cheskos Isur, Cheskos Eishas Ish, a woman that has a Chazoka Dmei Kora of an Eishas Ish, so even when you cannot use the Chazoka to Paskin the Safek, because it's Isra, there's a flaw in the Chazaka, we see it might have changed, and the Shmaitz is going that a Chazaka the Isra you don't follow, which is not Poshut at all, but he's going like that here. But it has the quality of Igba Isura. Since it was Usur up till now, it's a Chiddush, because now you don't know. It's only up till now you knew it was Usur, and now you don't know. So you could say that from now on it's a regular Sofek, because you don't know. And there's no Vadai Tzad that it's Osir. Well, the Tzad that it's Osir is not established Mufonecha like Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, but it's not illogical what the Ksoi says. You can hear it, that if it was Osir up till now, we're going pure Svara. That if it's Osir up till now, even though it's not flawless, and therefore you can't use the rule of Chazaka, that if it was Usur up till now, you assume it's still Usur. You assume it's still Usur. Not Safek. Not Safek L'chumra. Much stronger than that. You assume it's still Usur. If it was Usur, you assume it's still Usur until you know that it changed. That's mamish, the kishkas of Chazaka. So even when you can't follow Chazaka, Chiddush, what a Chiddush. Even though you don't follow Chazaka, so then, if you would ask me, I would have said, if you don't follow the Chazaka for whatever reason, so then the past is the past, and now we have a Safek. It's like, what do I care about? I don't care about the past. For whatever reason, I'm not following the past. We're not following Chazaka. Says the Shmaitzer, you're right, but it has the quality of Igba Isura, and therefore, it would be Sfeika L'chumra, even according to the Rambam. And therefore, the pasuk Safik Mamzer Mutter, just to complete the circle, to end the sentence, to come back to what we started with, the whole problem in the first place, Safik Mamzer Mutter, even in such a case. The woman was an Eishes Ish, he was Zoyrek Aget, Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav Lo, that's a Reyus on the Chazaka, she married someone. If there would be a Chazaka, says the Shmaitzer, we'd give Skila. We'd give Skila based on a Chazaka to Meikara, which is a Chiddush, by the way. This the Gemara says, though. But it's a Chiddush because you don't really know anything. The Torah says, we call it Hanhaga. The Torah says, assume it's still that way. Assume the status quo until you know of a change. But you don't really know. You're making believe you know. No, nothing. There's no like indication that that's true. It's not like the Torah said, well, no, 9 times out of 10, nothing probably changed. That's not true. It's mamish 50-50. Mamish 50-50. But the Torah says, follow Chazak. You get chatos, and you get misa. But if it's Isra, you don't. but it's sofik deraisa lechumra, even according to the Rambam, because it's called ikba yisura. You bring an asham talui. If you did it inadvertently, you don't bring a chatos, but you bring an asham talui. See, according to the Rambam, you have this problem, which the Shmaitz is going to be talking about shortly. How do you ever bring an asham talui? If sofik deraisa is lekula, how do you ever bring an asham talui? So some say, maybe it's the Rambam himself, that is the Rambam's source for saying that when it's ikba yisura, he's moded lechumra. And the case of Hashem Toloi is the case of ikba yisura. Okay, so therefore, the Shmaitzer says that's the case which requires a pasuk that Safik Mamzer is mutter, even according to the Rambam. Okay, now. The Shmaitzer brought a raya from a Tosfos in Bava Basra, which talked about Safek Arla. Okay, and it's called the Ikba Yisura. Now, the Shmaitzer, I think, the Shmaitzer asks a question. If the mother would have an unflawed Cheskos Eishes Ish, and she went and married someone, the ben would be a Vadei Mamzer, according to the Shmaitzer, right? The Prichadish maybe doesn't know like that, but the Shmaitzer insists, Safik Mamzer, even though, Vadei Mamzer, the Shmaitzer insists, even though the mother was a Chazaka, Cheskos Eishes Ish, she married someone else, Vadei Mamzer, that's the choice. Now, the Shmaitzer is a little troubled by that, even according to his Chiddush. What's his Chiddush? That it's Ikba Yisura. And therefore, if it's Sofik Mamzer, let's go, if it is Isra. It's Isra. Zorah get Sofik Karavloi, Sofik Karavloi. That's the case of Isra. So it's only a Sofik. So the Torah says Sofik Mamzer is Mutter. Now, but the din of the son without this pasuk, we're postulating, would be Sofik deraisa lechumra, even according to the Rambam, because it's ikba yisura. Shmaitzer says, you know, it's a good chap, good try, but I really don't quite understand why it's called ikba yisura. We're talking about the ben. We're talking about the son. Someone wants to marry the son. Son of the Sofik Mamza. I'm saying about this son that he's ikba yisura, and therefore it would be Sofik deraisa lechumra, even according to the Rambam, and therefore I have a positive that Sofik Mamzer is mutter. The Shmaitzer says, you know, I don't really get why the son should be called Ikba Yisura. Ella, it starts the paragraph, Ella de lefiza ikala meidak, kivan de ben me'olam lahoyol echeskos iser, v'lo Ikba Yisura ella be'imo, the mother was Ikba Yisura, she was the one that was an Eishes Ish up till now. The son's born with a suffix, right? We don't know what he is. He's born. We shouldn't have nizgarsha suffix gershin, because she was nizgarsha suffix gershin. So I made a chiddush that it's ikba yisura, but that's in the mother. VMK. It was what we call ungepaskind. It was paskind on the mother that she's an Eishes Ish. So certainly we look at the daughter as a totza'ah, as an outgrowth of the mother, because the mother was gepaskin. You know, it was only gepaskin to assume, but that's also a vadai psak, assume this, and therefore it carries over to the daughter. But if if we say the loymairi mechazoka mamish ela meikba yisura, because the Chazaka was Isra, and it was Mechadesh, and it's called Ikba Yisura, that doesn't carry over to the child. The child's no Ikba Yisura. The child was born as a Sofik Mamzer. So Vaita, for this child, you shouldn't need a Pasuk that Sofik Mamzer's Mutter, because this child's not Ikba Yisura. Ikba Yisura means, again, you have to understand it, it's a concept. You have to understand it. Ikba Yisura is the same 50-50 as no Ikba Yisura. No one suggests that the pshat of Ikba Yisura is that your statistics changed, your possibility changed. Talking 50-50, Ikvesu is also 50-50. But for some reason, and this is something to be thought about, which we're not going into now, if it's Ikba Yisura, the Rambam's Moida, you go to Chumra. I mean, I have a shtickle pshat, but maybe we'll talk about it when we finish the parak, if I remember, which I won't, and if you remind me, which you won't. But the Ksais is saying in Svara, that's something that would only be in the person who's Ikba Yisura. But that wouldn't carry over to the child. The child was born as a Suffolk Mamza. There's no Ikba on the child. Keep the Ikba Yisura and all the Suffolk. And you didn't pass it on the mother. She's a Suffolk. Ubedidod the Ikba Ikba. Baboleh Boshim Tolui. Avalavlod the Loy Ikba. Sayin Amoyel Abbas.
No, but why couldn't it be an Ikba Yisura for the daughter? Because if the mother is in the state of Ikba Yisura as well, and then later on after she has her daughter, it's decided one
not
way
decided.
Or, well, more facts.
Ikba Yisura just tells you to go to Chumra. It's not decided. That's his point. You could argue with him, you could take issue with his point, but that's his point. That since Ikba Yisura going to Chumra is not a psak, it's just saying, okay, now you'll go to Chumra instead of your usual Lakula. But it's not a psak. The psak is chazaka, psak is rov, psak is edus. So he doesn't see how a hanhoga of l'chumra, I'll call it, being machmir, the Torah telling you to go l'chumra, how that would carry over to the daughter. The daughter's not ikba yisura. Whoever's ikba, you go l'chumra. Whoever's not ikba, you don't go l'chumra. We shouldn't the chazaka have like kavadai, because chazaka was a psak. Him came ahani gam levloda, so that carries over to the daughter. Kivan da asor kavadai machriach asofek lios kamoso, because the mother was other paskin. So we know what the mother is, so to speak. She had a child, so we know what the child is. Shemachi omrum on the machshir ba. That's a case where you follow the chazaka for the mother. Machshir bebita. Lain mashik asati bishmaitz adalat perik dalat. Avali name of it in the case. The Ches Kaseishas Ish Isra, the Einu Ela Ikba Yisura, Ubezen Nira, it seems to me, says the Shmaitzer, the Ikba Yisura, the Aim, not the Im, but the Aim, and Amoyo Labas, Kivadenu Ela Sveika, it's only a matter of Sava, you're going to Chumra, the Lavlan, Holo Ikba. Tim came back to the drawing board, Kral Omali. Our whole territory was you have a Suffolk Mamza, and according to the Rambam, you need a Pasuk because he's a child of a Ikba Yisura. But now the Shmaita says, what do I think? Child of a Ikba Yisura. There's no reason logically why a Ikba Yisura should carry over to the child. It's not a Psakdin, it's very far from a Psakdin, it's almost the opposite of a Psakdin. Okay, let's go back to. She's back to the drawing board. But Perika, sorry, Yuchsin, here you have to help a couple of them. Maybe we should have a smart board for this now. But Perika, sorry, Yuchsin, Tanur Rabbanan Ger Nosi Mamzeres, Tivir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomer Ger Lo Yusso Mamzeres, my time with Rabbi Yossi, Chamishi Kolei Ksivi, says five times the word call, and the Pesukim about who you can marry, who you can't marry. You're counting now Mitzri and Adumi and Amoni and Moavi and Mamzer. So they all have the word Kohol, and it comes out the five mentions of the word Kohol. V'chad l'mishri Mamzer b'shtuki, v'chad l'mishri shtuki b'Yisrael. This is what we had already in the Marit. One was to say, shtuki is a fancy word for Suffolk Mamzer. So one says a Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Mamzer. We call that kohol vade v'loy kohol safek. V'chad l'mitzri shtuka b'Yisrael. That Yisrael can marry a safek mamza. V'kahal geirim lo yikri kol. If you don't have an extra pasuk, so then you just assume that it's not called kahal. Right? There's nothing wrong with a geir, but he does have his yichus, his pogum. So it's enough to put into question if there's a mekach tos or not. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tosa Kreik Sivei Chad Lekohanim Levim Yisraelim. In other words, they each need a pasuk that suffering mamzer is mutter to marry them. Why do each need a pasuk? Gemara deals with Mechad Kol Nafka Shtuki BeYisrael Umamzer BeShtuki. This is the key thing that's going to become Ogeya. According to this man, the Yomer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have one pasuk for Mamzer BeShtuki BeYisrael and Mamzer BeShtuki. And according to the Tanakam, you have two pasuk. We had asked a question on the Marit. Mitaris the Itzchak Lamishri Sofik Mamzer. Mitaris Vaday. Mashiach Mutar Bisrael Suva Mamzeris. Dim Kane Trey Kroy Lovely Latta Bisrael of Mamzeris. Keep it the Machad Krod, Tarti Navkalik, Uchmashiko Safti. Right, going back to that question, he said it's not fair, you don't need a Pasuk. Pasuk teaches you a din and goodbye. You don't need to always. Yeah, he's repeating the kasha. So his answer is v'shliyashim the Rabbi Yisrael the time. Hey, oh, beautiful. Rabbi Yisrael holds in krisos the loy bina noshim toli chatichachos m'shtei chatichos. Uman the soiver the loy bina nikma yisura will have to hold the shmeitzer saying yeah, long cheshbon now. Not long, but it's long in terms of cheshbon. So he said, if you hold, you don't need ikpa yisur, you have to hold tovik diraisa l'chumra midiraisa, because you just haven't, right? Because you're saying that even a shtuki, not chaticha m'shtei chatichas, just a sofik mamzer is also. You have to bring an osham toloi. So if you hold, you have to bring an osham toloi even. Without chaticha m'shtei chatichas, you have to hold something deraisa l'chumra. Because if you were allowed to eat it, the choice assumes you wouldn't bring an osham toloi. So you could say it's talking about a case of ikpa yisura. Fine. But if it's talking about a case of lo ikpa yisura, then you can't hold something deraisa l'chumra. You can't hold something deraisa l'kula. You have to hold this l'chumra and you bring in a karma. So Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need osham chaticha achas m'shtei chatichas. From Kehl Rab Yezi Shapir Yitzchak Trey Kroy, the Mechad Kroy Nafka Tarvayu, given the day's thrill, they know something also in the Torah. From Kehl Rab Yezi, the boy Trey Kroy, the time he did not say also, Quench Kosavdi. Now, once it's totally in the Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichas, so now he can say that our Gemara is going according to the Man Yomar in Rabbi Yossi, that is, that you don't need chaticha m'shtei chatichos, and therefore something is also min haTorah, and therefore you're being sold, right, and therefore you don't need chatichos. Again, if you need chaticha m'shtei chatichos, taka something is mutter min haTorah, you'll have the kasha, you'll have the maritz answer, you'll say, what do you need two psukim for? You taka don't have two psukim. Taka don't have two psukim. You have one pasuk to be matir a sofik mamzer and a sofik kol. And he just showed you, but poyo, you only have one pasuk. You only got b'yasi, then you don't need chaticha m'shtei chatichas. Then you need chaticha m'shtei chatichas. Therefore, sofik is mutter, and therefore you have a kash one in by mamzer, and you have a teretz because we'll share. You have a teretz. That the Maritz Teretz, and you taka have two psukim. So that's this is a cheshbon. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it comes out according to Rabbi Yossi, that you have two psukim, so he holds something is whatever the cheshbon is. I'm so tired now to go through the cheshbon. The point is, there was a kasha on the Rambam, what do you need a pasuk for? There was a teretz on the Maariv, you need it for a particular case. To show you that something mamzer is vadai mutter. Not lakula, but vadai mutter. We went through this already, I'm not going through it again. The Maariv gave a case that the nafkamina would be. I only didn't need a case, if you remember. He gave a case. The question was, if that's the case, then this might say, yes, you only need one pasuk for that case. You don't need two psukim. So now the Shmaitz is answering, and the Hanami. It's going to depend on that. He's not answering the question, he's accepting the answer. He's just showing you that there is a mandiyama that you only need one pasuk. So according to him, everything's cool. And according to the one that holds you need one pasuk, I'm too tired to think. There is someone that holds you only need one pasuk. Yeah, good. So he taka holds. Suffolk is mutum and atayra. You have a problem. Why suffolk mamzer? You have the marriage teretz, and then you have to have them both. So then he's married to both. Right. El dachati kikshe. Again, it doesn't work out the cheshbonos because there's other things dependent on this chain of shitas. That is whether a ger can marry a mamzeres. You have an extra posuk for that case. So Rabbi Yossi paskins a ger could marry a mamzeres. So it turns out like Rabbi Yossi, you end up needing two psukim, not one.
A vaday mamzer?
For suffik mamzer. Ger noisei vaday mamzer.
That is someone asking a ger and
that's its own posuk. Yeah, a ger and a mamzer, because a ger is not called kalashem. That's why you have the extra posuk. So then if you hold you need that for that posuk, then there's how many psukim left?
Well, why would you need two
psukim
if the ger can marry a
mamzer? No, for that you only need one pasuk. Then
right.
The ger can marry a
mamzer. Right. But you wouldn't need a second pasuk for a ger to be able to marry a suffolk mamzer because you already have the first pasuk.
Right, right. But just in the cheshbon of the sukya there, if a ger can marry a mamzer, that leaves you with two psukim about suffolk. Wait, if a ger can marry a mamzer, that's from Yossi. Five kehili, then you have two psukim. Mamzer b'shuki v'chituki b'yisro. Right. And that's the kasha, what do you need two psukim for? So that means if we paskin like a b'yisi, you're going to paskin that you need two psukim. So you can't say the teretz of the marit. The mashkaz of a marit, b'chav kol nafka tarvayu, t'moshik asati, don't something put him in a Torah. The tzarek kroh, l'hatne b'yisrael es l'chudo. Okay.
Tell us your teretz that you're not supposed to ask.
What?
You want to tell us? We finished the perek. You said you're gonna forget to tell us the teretz. We're gonna forget
what
to ask.
I forgot to on what?
Maybe I should.
Oh, ikba yisura.
Right.
Why does it carry over to the child?
That's good.
I don't know. It really depends on the lumbness of ikba yisura, which we admittedly did not delve into.
I mean, I wanted to say yesterday that those lights attract me. It's not that it carries over, it's that you create a new Ikba Yisura. You had an Ikba Yisura with two pieces of meat, and now one touches another piece of meat. So now is that meat, now what situation do we have? Do we have an Ikba Yisura or we don't? So I would say we do. What do you mean?
I would say we don't.
Right in your face, you know that there's that third piece of meat, you know that there's a Tzad Isser.
I'm afraid you're not defining Ikba Yisura, that's the problem. Even Ikba Yisura is 50-50, right? Even not Ikba Yisura, you obviously have a Tzad Isser, because that's why it's a Sofik. You have a Tzad Isser and a Tzad Mutter. So, I don't know, I thought of like, it's not in your face, it's not...
But Ikba Yisura doesn't have to be 50-50, it has to be a clear Isser there.
Clear sadis.
Clear sadis.
What do you mean clear? So you by a ben, you by a bas, you have
there.
It.
It's still right there. It's just a lower percentage. It's a 25% or 33%.
No, it's the same 50-50. Everything's always the same 50-50.
The main feature of Ikri Suri is that no Ikri Suri. That's Ikri Suri. No. year.
Yeah, but
we do not know yet.
You still have to explain why Ikpe Isura would be also according to the Rambam. Is there a logic to it?
Because you know you have Isur in front of you.
Right.
But it's still 50-50. You know?
Fine, 50-50, logical. Meanwhile, you've got to have an Isur again.
Why do you keep... Yeah. But your
by
eating
daughter,
is 50-50.
By the daughter, we no longer know we've got to have Isur.
I want to explain. Okay, can I just explain in the remaining minutes? I think maybe it's just like this. Just to explain it logically, it seems to me maybe like this. When the Rambam says Sovik Deraisa Lekula, what is that din? It doesn't say it's mutter. It doesn't say it's mutter. On the other hand, maybe even if Sovik Deraisa Lechumra, it doesn't say it's Osir. It's not Osir, but it's a Chazir. So it seems to me Sovik Deraisa Lechumra is telling you, don't cross a busy highway. Chazer is getting hit by a car. Sovik Deraisa Lechumra is saying, don't cross the highway in the middle, not on the crosswalk. Don't walk. Now, if you walk and you made it, so you weren't over the Isra of eating Chazer, you didn't get hit by a car. But you violated the warning. You violated the warning. Sovik Deraisa Lechumra is the warning. And the Torah says you have to listen to the warning. And once you have to listen to the warning, we're not talking anymore about if you violated the Yisra Chazer or not. You violated the warning. What does Sovik Deraisa Lekula say? So I think it says, I'm not warning you. I don't think it says, I think Sovik Deraisa Lekula is only saying, you could be makel if you want, go take a chance. I'm not warning you not to take a chance.
You're not over the warning, you're just...
Right, I'm not warning you not to take a chance, but why did the guy take a chance? All Sovik Deraisa Lekula says is that I'm not warning you not to take a chance. That's all it says. It doesn't say you can assume it's mutter. That's for sure. It doesn't say you can assume it's mutter. It says you can ignore the tzad chumrah. Which is saying you're ignoring, but you're ignoring it. You're ignoring, no one's warning you.
You assume the responsibility if you're wrong.
If that's the pshat, then Ikbei Surah means you can't ignore that. It's in your face, you can't ignore it. How can you ignore something that's like staring you in the face? It's talking not more percentage, it's still 50-50. But you can't ignore it. If the Nakunas ignore it, the Nakuda is ignore, there's no warning. You ignore the Tzad Isser. There's no warning, so ignore the Tzad Isser. If that's the pshat, then Ikma Yisura is like, you can't ignore it. And the Mela may be the son, so maybe he's right. I don't know. It's something to think about. You're allowed to think. If the Shir engenders thinking and learning, even outside of the few minutes of the Shir, that would be wonderful. Think. So maybe I'm thinking now, if the Nakuda is that you can ignore the Tzad Isser, you still take the chance. But I'm letting you ignore it. And Ikba Yisur is saying, like, you can't ignore it. So then I could hear more in that Mahalach that this is called Ikba Yisur on the sun also. Because you can't ignore the Tzad Isser. It's
still right there.
But I don't know. Torah Eon. Yeah.
Why is 50-50 such a good one? Why? What if it's 25-75?
I don't know. I don't want to go into it.